Hello to you on this final day of March. I am Bill Neff, and I'm glad to be with you for this episode of Morning and Evening. Today, like yesterday, we're in chapter 53 of Isaiah, but today we're in verse 5, where Isaiah speaks of the coming Messiah and the death that he would suffer. He says, "With his stripes we are healed." And then Charles Spurgeon shares these insights. The Roman governor Pontius Pilate delivered our Lord to the soldiers to be scourged. The Roman whip was a most dreadful instrument of torture. It was made of the sinews of oxen, and sharp bones were intertwisted every here and there among the sinews, so that every time the lash came down, these pieces of bone inflicted terrible lacerations and tore off the flesh from the bone. Jesus was no doubt bound to the column and beaten like this in a most severe manner. It's right to stand here for just a moment to weep over his poor, stricken body. Believer in Jesus, can you gaze upon him without tears as he stands before you, the very mirror of agonizing love? He is at the same time pale in his innocence and rose red with the crimson of his blood. As we feel the sure and blessed healing that his stripes have accomplished in us, doesn't our heart melt at once with love and grief? If ever we have loved our Lord Jesus, surely we must feel that affection glowing now within our hearts. It would be right for us to go to weep in privacy for a while. But if we're unable to do that right now, let's ask our Savior to print the image of his bleeding self upon our minds and hearts until we can return to commune with him, and to be sorry that our sin should have cost him so very, very much. And you can return to these comments later on today if you'd like. Just stop by our website, morningandevening.org, and access today's free transcript. These thoughts are borrowed and revised from Charles Spurgeon's devotional commentary, Morning and Evening, as he comments on Isaiah 53, verse 5. Again, the web address is morningandevening.org. I'm Bill Neff. Thanks for listening, and goodbye.